could be a summer of rage. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Abortion rights groups say that's what will happen if the Supreme Court overturns the landmark Roe versus Wade decision. A draft opinion suggests that will happen in late June or July. The draft opinion was leaked, something Justice Clarence Thomas calls an unthinkable breach of trust.
And when you lose that trust, especially in the institution that I'm in, it changes the institution fundamentally.
Hundreds of rallies are taking place today, most notably in Washington, Chicago, and New York. Large groups of migrants continue to cross into the country in broad daylight, many of them wading across the Rio Grande River. Fox's Bill Malusian is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
About 150 illegal immigrants who crossed in right in front of the Texas National Guard and Border Patrol. This was actually the third day in a row that we saw a group of this size crossing over in this exact same spot at the exact same time. And Border Patrol here in Del Rio sector just announced this is actually the eighth time this week that they've had a group of this size come crossing over. This was mostly Colombians, Venezuelans, and Cubans.
The numbers could climb higher once a public health order is lifted. Multiple states are suing to try to keep that from happening. Despite relentless attacks, Ukrainian soldiers in the Northeast are making gains against Russia.
Ukraine has essentially pushed back Russian forces from the country's second biggest city of Kharkiv. That is considered a major military victory. Still, Russia pounding numerous other positions to the east and the south of this country.
Fox's Greg Palcott. In the Capitol, an unannounced meeting between President Volodymyr Zelensky and a Republican U.S. Senate delegation. The price of gas, now $4.45 a gallon, according to AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Just as the heat gets turned up in Texas, residents are being asked to go easy on the air conditioning.
ERCOT, the company that controls the power grid in Texas, is asking residents to conserve electricity through this weekend. They want thermostats set at 78 degrees or above, and they're asking customers to avoid using appliances. Six power plants went down unexpectedly Friday, but the company says they've got reserves going. All this is because of a heat wave the National Weather Service says is sweeping from the southwest to the Mississippi Valley and on into New England. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The heat isn't helping the firefight in northern New Mexico. That's where the nation's largest wildfire is burning. The blaze is creeping close to the city of Los Alamos, which is home to a national security lab. Scientists there are prepared to evacuate. Another vicious fire is burning in Southern California. It has destroyed at least 20 homes. If you're up late Sunday night, like past midnight, you might want to look at the sky.
The heavens above much of North and South America will be putting on quite a celestial show this weekend. A total eclipse of the moon will be taking place Sunday night into the wee hours of Monday morning. The best places to view this first so-called blood moon of 2022 will be in the eastern half of North America and all of Central and South America. NASA's Noah Petro, a planetary geologist, says this is really an eclipse for the Americas. But folks in Africa, Europe, and the Middle East will get to see a portion of it too. This lunar eclipse will be a long one, about 90 minutes. Petro adds that all we need are patience and eyeballs to see it all. A lack of cloud cover would be nice too.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.